Aquascapes and Landscaping on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
Welcome to the beautiful village of Thorpe Arch, just outside Wetherby, and we are stood in the garden of somebody fairly famous and landscaper to the stars. Rob from Aquascapes and Landscaping is with me. Rob, this is a garden you're working on, mid-work at the moment, aren't you? Tell us whose garden this is, first of all.
Ryan Sidebottom, ex-England cricket player, but still plays for Yorkshire in his last year.
We'll hear from Ryan in just a bit, but first of all, Rob, tell us about this garden, because it's quite a long, narrow garden. We're stood right in the middle of it at the moment, and it's mud at the moment. It's a fair way to describe
it,
isn't it?
It's mud. It's gone from being very dusty, dry soil to a mud bath last week after all the rain, and it's now gone to compacted mud.
When you came to this garden, it was fairly overgrown, wasn't it?
Yeah, the whole garden was full of ground elder and other shrubs and all sorts of stuff that wasn't. The grass was terrible. It was full of ivy. The first job, basically, was to spray it off with active ingredient glyphosate, which is found in Roundup weed killer. Give it 4 weeks to do its job.
You had to clear it, and I imagine it was a pretty big job to get all this clear. But now I guess begins the process of getting it sorted and getting it looking like a garden fit for a former England cricketer. What does a former England cricketer look for in a garden?
Well, this is our third garden that we've done for Ryan over the years, and basically he's a family man. Their main objective is to have a lot of lawned areas for the children to play on. Although this is the third one, the others we've done have basically been mainly put to lawn with a patio areas and flower beds.
So the interesting thing about this lawn is it's going to be shaped, so there's going to be some nice shaped flower beds down the sides as well, isn't there? And at the front you've got a nice patio area, which is half built here at the moment, and with the kind of circle detailing in it as well.
Imported Indian stone, a detail of 4-inch sets going round as a circle with the paving in between. And then we'll step down from the patio, hopefully, eventually, onto a lovely, lush, level green lawn.
The only downside to this garden for a cricketer is that if you hit that ball with any distance, it's going into someone else's
It would have to be a 6 and out, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And down the bottom of the garden, you've got the base stone in now for what I think is going to be an office, haven't you?
Before we put the patio down, we actually put some electric cable in for the garden office, which will sit on that base. And then as you go around the corner from there, it will be the sunken trampoline.
Now, this is really interesting because they basically managed to get some land off the next door garden, haven't they? So it's now a kind of very elongated L shape.
Yeah.
And the trampoline is there, and it's a kind of large trampoline that you might see sat in somebody's garden, but you're sinking it in to the ground. So the trampoline will be at floor level, won't it?
It'll be at ground level, yeah. So we had to obviously excavate all the soil out, and then we're now putting a retaining wall in to hold the soil back. And then once, hopefully, the wall's set off, the trampoline will sit in there nicely, and it'll all be grassed around it so the children can bounce on it. The purpose of it is that when the children have grown up and don't use the trampoline anymore, it could be used as you could make it into a pond, you could make it into a fire pit.
Little hot tub.
Hot tub, yeah. It's all the block works there, so you can actually transform into something different after the children have grown up.
Fab. You'll be able to hear some work going on in the background. That's because the Sidebottoms are having the whole house renovated at the same time, aren't they? So you're having to work kind of with and around the builders as well, aren't you?
We are, yes. It's a full-on site with plumbers, builders, electricians at the moment, yeah.
Well, let's hear from Ryan now, because he spoke to me on the phone the other day about what he wanted from his garden, what it's like working with Rob and Aquascapes and Landscapes. Welcome to Stray FM, former England cricketer and current Yorkshire County cricketer, Ryan Sidebottom. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, pleasure, thank you.
Ryan, tell us a bit about where you're at, because you stopped playing for England a little while ago, and is this season your last season for Yorkshire?
It is. I announced my retirement in around February time. I announced it to the boys. So yeah, since then it's been quite manic. Like, I think it's nice to just, know that I can retire on top, I can go out this season, give it absolutely everything to the team to try and, keep taking wickets and contribute to the team winning.
So you're, at the moment, having your garden redeveloped. You're having it done with Aquascapes and Landscaping and Rob and the team there. It's not the first time you've worked with Rob, is it?
No, Rob's been with us since, we do a bit of property developing here and there, me and my wife. It's been going on for a number of years, and Rob's been part of the furniture now for the last six years. I suppose playing cricket, being outdoors, I love the outdoor lifestyle. So hopefully I'll put plenty of grass in it on the wicket for my son to, for my son to bash me everywhere. So, but yeah, Rob's been amazing. You know, he does a great job. He does what he's told as well, which is quite good. So, yeah, but, you know, he's been great. You know, we love having him. He's a bit of a character as well. You know, when you have those other people from other aspects of, you know, work, it's nice to get on with them and enjoy a bit of banter. And Rob's that type of person.
What does a professional cricketer look for in a garden? Do you look for a good wicket, somewhere to be able to bat a ball around, or is that like a busman's holiday for you?
Well, look, I think you need a bit. You know, I've got two young children. They both love the outdoors. They're both quite sporty. So you need plenty of grass, don't you? You know, so they can run around and play all ball sports in the garden. Growing up, I used to, you know, I was quite partial to my bird watching. I used to be on the RSPB membership list, and not a lot of people know that. I don't know if it's embarrassing or not, but I've got a bird table. I painted it in a nice colour. You know, I love my bird feeders and a bit of bird watching. So, you know, me and my wife, our last house we lived in, we had a wildflower meadow. And we probably put a little bit too many wildflower seeds because it was a bit in your face and a bit too much. But yeah, look, I love being outside and I love, you know, plants and lavenders. And, you know, I suppose, you know, I love my wildlife. So hopefully the kids, you know, will get a few bird boxes and, you know, a hedgehog at home, which, again, the kids will love. You know, I suppose it's being outside and learning things about the outdoors and nature, really.
What's next for you then? So is property developing where you're going to go after you've retired, do you think?
Look, I think you don't really tend to know. You know, look, I've got a foundation for underprivileged children, which has been going for 3 years now. We have a generous benefactor who puts money in for 20 boys that are with us throughout the winter and also Tuesday nights in the summer. The idea is to get them, you know, off the streets, taking up cricket, enjoying the sport, and also maybe doing something that they love. And now they're, you know, most of the boys are associated with Caribbean Cricket Club. So that was the end goal, to get them playing cricket at a local club. And then hopefully from that, they'll have trials with Yorkshire and maybe go on to play for Yorkshire or be the next Joe Root. If not, it doesn't matter. It's just about, you know, getting the boys off the streets, playing cricket, doing something they love, you know, helping out, doing a nice thing. So, yeah, I'll focus on that a little bit more. You know, I've got a few big events going on. I've got a gala event on the 31st of August. I've got a game at Thorpe Arch and Boston Spa on the 19th of August. So that'll be my celebrity team, which will be consist of a few actors and actresses, and then some of my Yorkshire teammates, which will play tabs. And it's going to be a great day. Lots of family fun going on. So hopefully, again, that'll raise some good money and raise awareness for both the charities.
Well, enjoy the rest of your season, Ryan. Thank you so much for speaking to us today. And enjoy your garden as well.
Thank you, I will. I'll be getting the marigolds out soon in October or November and get me fork and spade, and I'll be there doing the garden, which I'm looking forward to.
Great stuff. Ryan Sidebottom, thank you so much.
Cheers, thank you.
So, Rob, after a bit of rain, you're in your fifth week of working on this garden now. How much longer do you think it's going to be before we'll see the finished article?
I think we'll probably be finished now within the next 2-3 weeks.
Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I've got the perfect garden project and Rob sounds like the man to do it, or to come at least come and have a look and see if he can help you out, how can people get in touch and find out more about you?
Look at our Facebook page, Quiscapes Landscaping, Weatherby on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You can check our website out, which is www.aquascapeslandscaping.co.uk. You can see all our latest work from start to finish on the Facebook page.
Everybody loves a before and after, don't they?
Yeah, we do. We're quite good at updating the Facebook page, so you know, you can see what's going on.
Great, and you'll be able to have a look on our website as well, strayfm.com. And Rob, we're going to come back hopefully in a couple of weeks and see the finished article, and we'll show you what it looked like before and after.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Aquascapes and Landscaping on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.